before we get out of here, got to take a look at this past week in the world of Donald Trump and some of the fallout from his, I guess you'd call it a mini explanation tour. He had President talk three times about all that poison that happened just over a week ago in Charlottesville, Virginia, where on that Saturday, he was doing fine until he used the phrase "on many sides" when he was referring to violence, which he might have been alluding to other events where some of the far left perpetrated violence against the right. For example, the shooting of Representative Steve Scalise and others. But if he just eliminated that phrase and stuck to the point of focus and apparently stuck to a script they had in front of him, then Saturday's probably would have been an acceptable calling out of the venom of the poison and the racism that was down in Charlottesville. So Monday came along, and what looked like a hostage tape, then the president stuck to the script, which, okay, 3 days after, and people were calling on that, although they were sort of glossing over the fact that it took Barack Obama 10 days before he recognized the civilian uprising that was taking place in Iran. Remember that? Of course, by the time the Obama White House said something about it, that party was over, and all he could say was, nice try, and if you try it again, we'll be with you guys. But then came Donald Trump on Tuesday, where again, it was supposed to be a ceremony where he was signing an executive order on the infrastructure, and the obvious thrust of the questions weren't going to be about the nation's highways, but about Charlottesville, Virginia, when the president, and again, putting the bad mouth on what he should be putting the bad mouth on, the racist, the white supremacist, the KKK, the Nazis, then for some reason thought it was a good idea to use the phrase, there were very fine people there on both sides. Well, I'm still waiting for someone to point out those very fine people on that side over there where the Nazis, the Klan, and the white supremacists were standing. But on a related note from all of that, we had the foolish, the lazy, the naive thinking that if you remove statues and change street names who are dedicated to historic figures in the Confederacy, that's going to resolve this entire issue of racism in America. Okay, how'd that work out with the movement to erase the Confederate flag from history and ban the showing of repeats of the Dukes of Hazzard? Since, of course, the General Lee had the stars and bars on the roof. Yeah, it didn't really make much of a difference, did it? Those who think that's the answer are the same people who think clicking the like icon on a Facebook post changes the world. It's, in fact, these people merely trying to feed their ego by hoping enough people will believe what they're doing by trying to erase history will solve America's troubles. So what's next? Do we teach half the history of the Civil War? Do we only teach half the story of John Brown, Frederick Douglass, George Washington Carver, and others while erasing the risks and the dangers they were subjected to by others who were against them simply because they were black? If we did that, wouldn't that dilute their heroic accomplishments? I'm referring to, obviously, Brown, Douglass, and George Washington Carver. So what to do with these physical recognitions of America's history? How about we use them to teach the truth and reality about the part of America's history, like it or not, that they'll eternally represent? Let the honest teaching about these people's wrong ideas and beliefs prevent the next generation from growing up to become the toxic waste that we saw in Charlottesville, carrying the bats and shields as a call for the removal of blacks and the death of Jews. And when you think about that too, the people on that side, still looking for those very fine people over there, can't see them. You want to really dissuade anyone from looking at them as someone to emulate and to follow? Well, just point out one simple historic fact. Those Nazis, those Klan members, those racists are aligning themselves with the losers of that point in history.
Actually, I've got a little more to say than that parting thought, because that parting thought was something I said back in August 2017. This is now. Not much has changed, has it? President Trump still displays insensitivity to non-whites, showing more concern for the Confederate flag than people stricken with COVID-19. The cancel culture is alive and as ignorant as ever. They're instructing us to erase and eliminate America's founding fathers, portraying all of them as racist slave owners. I wonder how many members of the cancel culture have ever taken the time to stop painting Black Lives Matter markings in the street and study the words of our founders. regarding slavery. Well, now's your chance. Happen to have some of the words of some of those founders. I believe a time will come when an opportunity will be offered to abolish this lamentable evil, Patrick Henry, 1773. Nothing is more certainly written in the book of fate than that these people are to be free. Thomas Jefferson, 1821. The convention thought it wrong to admit in the Constitution the idea that there could be property in men. James Madison, 1787. There is not a man living who wishes more sincerely than I do to see a plan adopted for the abolition of it. George Washington, 1786. There's more. We have seen the mere distinction of color made in the most enlightened period of time a ground of the most oppressive dominion ever exercised by man over man. James Madison, 1787. Slavery is such an atrocious debasement of human nature that its very extirpation, if not performed with solicitous care, may sometimes open a source of serious evils. Benjamin Franklin, 1789. The love of justice and the love of country plead equally the cause of these people, and it is a moral reproach to us that they should have pleaded it so long in vain. Thomas Jefferson, 1814. Every measure of prudence, therefore, ought to be assumed for the eventual total extirpation of slavery from the United States. I have throughout my whole life held the practice of slavery in abhorrence. John Adams, 1819. And here's maybe the most interesting. This is the deleted portion from one of the drafts of the Declaration of Independence. He has waged cruel war against human nature itself, violating its most sacred right of life and liberty in the persons of a distant people who never offended him, captivating and carrying them into slavery in another hemisphere, or to incur a miserable death in their transportation thither. Again, those are the words that Thomas Jefferson wrote in his early draft of the Declaration of Independence. Considering some of the outright racist words she spewed time after time and how she insisted that a priority of abortion should be to, quote, purify society, I've often gotten curious about why the cancel culture hasn't called on Planned Parenthood to disconnect themselves from their founder, Margaret Sanger. Instead, we're told to eliminate the phrase master bedroom from real estate listings because it's now perceived to be a racist term. All Lives Matter is considered racist. It was the foundation where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. preached. Those who say they seek change seem to see murder, gun violence, vandalism, anarchy as the only means to achieve it. By the way, there have been a series of news stories about statues of people who fought against slavery being vandalized and torn down. Statues of President Lincoln and abolitionist Frederick Douglass. The typical narrative of these stories is that they're examples of the Black Lives Matter protesters being ignorant of history. Why hasn't anyone explored whether it's in fact racists seeking revenge for their Confederate so-called heroes being taken down? Everything President Trump says about health issues is right, while everything Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and other accredited experienced medical experts say is wrong. What's not agreed with is dismissed as fake news. The polls are wrong until they agree with us. COVID-19 is overdiagnosed. Racism is overreported. Wearing a face mask out of respect for the health of other people is a sign of weakness. If a black person is killed by a cop, it must be the black person's fault. They're coming for you. They're taking from you. They're ignoring you. They're denying you. I deserve what they earn, so take it from them and give it to me. Don't ask me to work more. Just pay me more. Don't ask of me. I demand of you. I have a constitutional right to everything I want. Isn't there somebody I can sue? We as a nation are not perfect, nor is any one individual, but nothing is going to change until we stop fighting against each other and instead start teaching and listening to each other. Debate and discussion are a part of our culture we can't afford to lose, otherwise we will have nothing.